B-Pod Studios.
O'clock hour of the Mike Mussinelli Show on General Knowledge Wednesday. 5 o'clock hour brought to us by Guida Door and Window. Receive 40% off all windows and doors with Guida's big winter sale. It's been extended through January. Just call this number, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. All right, so the teams that are playing this weekend, the Rams will be one of them. What was this Sean McVay girlfriend t-shirt thing, Tyrone? Did you see this story?
No.
She wore a t-shirt prior to the last week's game, Saturday night game, and it has like it's got him, it's his face with sunglasses, and I think it says McBay. I don't know what that means, with a heart.
Oh, well, Bay.
McBay.
Yeah, but she... He's McVay.
Yeah.
So she, that's her bay. So yeah. McBay, that makes sense.
It's her bay?
Yeah.
Oh. You know what a bay is, right?
Oh, yes. Okay. McBay with the heart.
Yeah. So she's claiming him before the game. Because he's a man in his 30s, single. Yeah. I mean, he's not married, so single. So there might be a lot of people with their eye on him. He's rich.
Yeah, so she's Eastern Euro.
Yeah, that's her way of...
She's beautiful.
Yes, she is.
That's her way of marking territory.
It's a little cheesy for me, but it's cute.
Well, she's marking territory.
Yes, there's a picture she shared on Instagram with the... I'm a sucker for the boot that goes over the knee.
Yeah.
But...
Like her a little bit, huh, Mike?
I like her a little bit. A
little bit?
There's a... But it reminded me of a picture that didn't... was it Wentz or was it Foles that had the Christmas photo with, was it his and hers? Were they wearing his and her t-shirts?
Oh, it was, I think what, it was what, Wentz.
Was it Wentz?
Yeah.
What was it? What were the t-shirts they were wearing? It was a holiday photo.
Hold on. Foles and his wife also do a lot of that kind of
they
stuff.
They did? Yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah, no, they were wearing...
What was it?
They were wearing matching shirts that had deer antlers, and hers says Mrs. with a little bow, and his said Mr.
See, that's weird.
Nick Foles and his...
So it was Wentz that did that? Mrs. and Mr.?
Yeah.
Nah,
I mean, look,
nah,
they're very coupling.
Nah, come on now.
No, like I just said, it's a little cheesy for me. I'm not into, like, couples costumes and stuff like that. But that's what they want to do.
All right.
For Halloween, Nick Foles and his wife, they went as an avocado, a pineapple, and the baby was a strawberry. And the dog was a banana.
Well, that's all right.
They're so cute.
His and her Mrs. and Mr. thing is just, you know, that's...
To each their own. Look, they're so in love.
It's Wildwood Boardwalk-esque.
Yeah, and
right,
you know, I never feel
that
like...
Is.
I never feel like couples like that are actually in love.
Why? Because they have to profess it?
Yeah. That makes me skeptical. Even though I shouldn't be. I'm like, you want, because you're bringing it to my face. Like, I don't worry about other people's relationships.
You're such a grump. I would pay cash money to have you wear his and her. You and the wife.
Come on.
His and her.
Come on.
Something like that. Come
she
on.
Yes.
She wouldn't do
Elizabeth.
It.
Elizabeth.
She would have
she
no
wouldn't.
Interest in that.
She wouldn't.
None.
Let's go to the phones. Dave in Center City. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, buddy?
You know what sickens me?
What's that?
A loud mouth that played for the Saints. We took their best shot and moved on. Let me refresh your memory. Week 10, we're 4-6, one game ahead of the 3-7 Giants. We got guys off the street playing in our secondary. You took our best shot. You did not even come close to taking our best shot. Nikki 6 had an off game. You guys were scared. Hey, this is such baloney. First of all, this is the first time in my life I'm rooting for the New England Patriots. My disdain for Andy Reid and whoever comes out of the NFC other than the Eagles has no business being there. Mike, let me ask you a trilogy of questions, okay?
Sure.
All right, question number one. Huh? Let's say Nikki 6 does not throw that first pick, and then the Eagles go up 17-0 or 21-0. Mm-hmm. Do they win that game?
Yeah, they
go
up 21-0, they win the game.
All right. Question
17, I'm not
two.
So sure. 21, they would have won.
All right. Let's say, I even forget the receiver's name. This is the first day I've been out of the house.
Which one? Eagles? Alshon?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Let's say he catches that football.
Mm-hmm.
Take me from there. What happens?
I think they score.
And then what?
I think they win the game. I think they score a touchdown there and win the game. That's what I thought was going to happen.
This is so sad. The slipper is supposed to fit Cinderella's foot and it hasn't. All right, last question.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they advance. Who wins, Eagles or Rams?
I think the Eagles would have beaten the Rams. I think they would have gone to the Super Bowl, and in going to the Super Bowl, that would have cinched it with me and Foles.
Mike, this is one of the worst ones. You and I were teenagers when Dick Vermeil refused to bring in a place kicker. Mike Michelle, the punter, misses a field goal in Atlanta. The next year, we lose to the expansion Buccaneers. I go to the Super Bowl against the Raiders. 18-hour drive in a van with 18 guys. The Eagles don't even show up. But this is so unbelievable.
You went to the Super Bowl in 1980 with 18 guys in a van?
And my parents, I did not have their blessing. I came back home. They sent me to work the whole summer directory. The Phillies happened to win the World Series. Guess who was not going to the parade that year?
You hijacked their van? They didn't know where it was?
No, it wasn't their van. What? There was some of the older guys in the neighborhood.
Oh, you went on the sly. You didn't tell your parents that you were going. Well, that's a kid adventure. Seabass in Cherry Hill, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mikey, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, Seabass?
Hey, listen, man, I got a couple things for you.
Uh-huh.
So what's your favorite whiskey?
My favorite whiskey? I like a bourbon.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a bourbon man.
I also like
to sip on a little Jack every now and then. But okay. I like a Maker's Mark 46.
Okay, nice. Mm-hmm. I'm a bullet guy. All right, so just say, give me one-word answer. Who are you trading, Simmons or Wentz? One-word answer. Who are you doing, if you had to? One word. Can't think.
I got Wentz because I got Foles.
Yeah, okay, very good. All right, man, so listen, I got a couple points.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a tattoo idea. It's going to be my first tattoo, too, as well, so don't cut me off.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody knows our boy is Dario, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think Jared Bayless got the backlash of being pretty much the polar opposite of Dario Saric in relation to
You were losing your voice there for some reason. You're cutting
out. Oh, no. You're losing me?
Yeah.
You're losing me?
Yeah, we got you. We got you now.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, but you remember last year, they groaned whenever he had the ball anyway. So they didn't like Jared Bayless from the jump.
Yeah, well, you know what? He always looked like a goofball, too. He almost looked like he didn't like look the role. You know, he looked like Elmer Fudd in Space Jam, this guy. You know what I mean? But anyway, so when you want to hear my tattoo idea, Mike?
Yeah, what's your tattoo? Go ahead.
All right, so it's actually what my last name means, and it may actually be my first tattoo. I'm not going to tell you what my last name is, but it means death rather than disgrace.
Death rather than disgrace. Let me marinate on that. No. I'd rather be disgraced than dead.
See, not me.
I have been disgraced many times.
You haven't been disgraced.
I'm used to it. Certainly, I've been disgraced.
You've faced a lot of.
But I don't think you've done anything to sully the Missinelli name. That's what I mean. Disgrace is larger than making a mistake.
Disagree with that, but
I don't think you've done anything to sully the name. Like disgrace would be like, you know what? I'm not going to do.
Well,
that.
I was getting ready to take
this show on a turn that we didn't need to go.
The difference is you've always owned what you know. When you go through those things.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what else are you going to do? You know, you can't. You know.
Right.
Okay.
I didn't come out of the house for a long time.
Right.
A couple things happened.
But you owned it.
Yeah, I guess.
Like Kanye. I'm not talking about what people think. He recently came out for some reason to defend R. Kelly.
Yes.
That's disgraceful.
Yeah, well, here's the thing about Kanye. I don't think he got enough attention as a kid. And so everything he does is just for attention. He's an attention whore to make up for these deep, dark insecurities that he has. Because you don't do stuff like that unless you're trying to get some kind of attention, because you know you will get it if you say a certain thing. And he's done that repeatedly. That's a deep-rooted psychological, mommy didn't love me.
Yeah, that, and apparently he has been he has some mental issues and he now refuses to take his medicine.
Okay.
For whatever reason.
Well, he really went off the deep end after his mother died.
Right.
Because he blamed himself.
Yeah, she was getting plastic surgery. And
that he was paying for, and then she died during liposuction. And ever since then, his music changed, his whole, like, persona changed.
Yeah, so. But to me, see, people thought I was going to go political. No, to defend what we know about R. Kelly, that's disgraceful. You haven't done anything like that.
Right.
Like, the Kanye West name is sullied now with him saying something like that, to the point where Kim had to actually try to defend, had to backpedal it for him.
But he thinks he's so big that he's unsulliable. And so the only thing that he sees is the attention it'll bring him.
Well, I think
it's like the Trump thing. It was the same thing.
I think both are very detached from actual reality. Like, they don't live in 2019 with the rest of us. They live on their own planets.
Exactly. All right, let's go Pat in Nevada. Pat, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Pat.
Good afternoon from the desert. From the Golden Nugget, we do not serve well-done steaks anymore.
Well, there you go.
It's off the menu.
Is that right?
It's off the menu.
No well-done steaks. I like it.
You can't order medium well. The best you can do is medium, and that's it. If you don't like it, go somewhere else.
Beautiful. I like that.
So here's my take, and you're probably not going to like it. So I am a Foles guy.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I do. I keep Nick Foles, and I do my best to trade Carson Wentz to only the Oakland Raiders to get their first-round draft choice, and possibly a third, but I'll accept the first.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first and the third choice, I went Tyler Murray. And then I send, then I keep Nick Foles as my starting quarterback. Murray's my backup. We use him throughout the year. He learns the system. We use him in some wildcat plays. The consistency is going to be there, and now we have our future.
You're going way radical, bro. You went off the deep end here with this. You're proposing something that's risky. That may make sense, but it's ultra too risky for an organization to actually do.
Well, as you know, out here in the desert, we're risk takers.
Yeah,
you
know, I know that. Yeah, you're throwing the bones right now. All right, Pat. Well, good luck to you out there.
All right,
man. There you go.
But that's a silly trade.
I would never take a chance on Kyler Murray. I'm sorry, I just wouldn't do it.
But that's
the ultimate. Yeah, really, you can't possibly predict that Kyler Murray could be successful at this level at that size.
Right, and the other issue I have with it, you have to get more than one pick, because if you're the reason you trade, if you were going to trade Wentz, is you get multiple picks so you can fill multiple holes.
Right.
What he does is he subtracts Wentz, and all he gets back is Adam Murray, and he doesn't fill in any defensive line holes, offensive line holes, secondary. He didn't fill any holes. He just swaps Wentz for Murray. That's not a smart trade.
The idea of swapping Wentz and riding with Foles, to me, is the ultimate risk, because he didn't convince you enough to move on with him. It had to get to a certain point where you would be convinced. It didn't get to that point. Mark and Blackwood, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mark.
Mikey, how you doing? All
What's
right?
up, Mark?
Not much. I was listening yesterday, and I had the same sigh of relief as Ty explained yesterday with Wentz on the sidelines watching Alshon miss that pass. As you know, I am not on the Foles train, so I'm kind of glad it's over.
You think that Carson went, whew, you think he did that?
I 100% think that. I mean, you're human. You have to do that.
Well,
if
man.
If not, then...
He wore Mr. and Mrs. T-shirts.
True.
You're not that type of cat.
Doesn't mean you're not human, though, when it comes to that.
All right.
But, all right, so outside that, I want to drop back. It's over and done with. But my concern now is now a focus on the Phillies. So we have the Harper deal hopefully coming through any time now. And I still think they have too many players that are just sitting on the bench. They've got to get rid of. They're not moving any of this dead weight and to get more pitching or whatever the case is. And I'm kind of concerned about that. I'm not sure.
Well, they can always do that. It's not that they're not on a deadline to do that. You can't get rid of guys until you get the player. So I would expect that they will do that.
Right. And I know they got McCutcheon and they have Odubel. They still have two other outfielders. One of them's got to go, or both of them you're going to keep. So I'm just hoping, even before we sign Harper, if that even happens, that we start getting some more pitching in here because we need more pitching.
Yeah, but the guys you're going to deal aren't going to get you much. You're talking about Altair and Williams dealing. They're not going to get you significant parts.
No, but pitching's pitching. So, I mean, anything else.
Yeah, pitching's pitching. There's a lot of pitching out there. You need to get difference makers.
True, but if you get Harper, you're getting a difference maker.
Harper is what I'm saying. You can't trade mediocre outfielders and think you're going to get some kind of primo return.
Well, I'm not saying a primo return, but I'd rather just get more arms on this ball.
Yeah, more arms doesn't solve the problem, man. They got a lot of arms. A lot of them can't pitch.
Well, true, but the more you have, I think the better off you are. But you know,
that's where you and I disagree. it's not a matter of quantity, it's a matter of quality for me when it comes to pitching.
Well, no, that's true. It's definitely true. But I feel like, you know, you can hit something, you know, you're not going to get trap hits or anything like
that. Listen, man, pitching is not like putting a quarter on the wheel on a boardwalk.
You
have to do a choice of a house. Are you ready to do a general knowledge question here?
Yeah, we'll give it. I got a suggestion from last week.
Arnold Schwarzenegger quotes.
All right.
Commando is the movie. Here's the quote. Remember, Sully, when I promised to kill you last? What's next?
I get the last laugh?
No,
I haven't seen Commando.
Sorry, man. I lied. I lied is what he said, and then he killed Sully. Alicia in Allentown, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Alicia.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Good, Alicia. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good, thanks. I missed a little bit of your show, so I hope I'm not asking a repeat question, but...
Alicia, that's a violation to miss some of the show. Come on.
I'm sorry. I was working. I know you're over the whole discussion of Wentz and Foles,
mm-hmm.
but I'm really curious of your thoughts on Brett Favre's words yesterday about how he would choose Foles over Wentz. Were you surprised of his opinion?
I did not hear him say that, or I was not made aware of it, but now I am made aware of it. I think that he's taking too many hits. To be honest with you, because there's nobody in their right mind that would choose, like, talent-wise. If you put both guys down on a plate, right? No really important, knowledgeable football person would take Foles. The only reason you would take Foles is that you believe that he carries with him some kind of a magic that makes the team feel play better around him. And that's an intangible thing as opposed to a tangible thing. And most NFL people are tangible people. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Do you agree?
Yeah,
I mean, because you can't, like, the talent level of both of them, it's not comparable.
But the talent level with Wentz, if he's on the sideline, doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I know. but then you're saying that he's injury prone, and I'm not so sure he is. He gets hit a lot, and that's correctable.
I'm going to have to disagree. I'm sorry, but I mean, I think he has to prove that he's not injury prone. I don't think I'm the only one who thinks like that.
All right, well, let's put it this way. The reason why Foles doesn't get hit is why. He gets hit sometimes, but he gets rid of the ball quick.
He gets rid of the ball really quick.
So if Wentz, and I think it's an easy skill to learn, gets rid of the ball quicker, hence he's not going to get hit as much, hence he won't be as injured. You see where I'm going with that?
I see.
All right. Now,
I got to say...
Alicia, would you like to do a general knowledge question for Who Tickets?
I'll try.
These are NFL coaches with the most wins. All right. There are two coaches in the top seven who coach the Kansas City Chiefs and are on this list. Give me both of them.
Is Andy Reid one of them?
Andy Reid is one of them.
And?
Long time coach in the league, coached with a lot of teams. Was not a great playoff coach.
I don't know.
Alicia, sorry. That would be Marty Schottenheimer. Marty Schottenheimer.
You know, Mike, people keep talking about how Wentz is injury prone. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to argue with that. Could any of them, since they have Google, find all the times where Foles has played 16 games in a season?
He hasn't.
Oh, he hasn't?
No, see, this is the thing.
Oh!
Here's the thing that Foles, here's the thing that Foles has done. He has given people the impression that he is covered with armor.
Yes.
And he has also made people forget that Carson Wentz actually completed a pass in this league. That's the two things he has done. Jordan in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jordan.
Like, it is Wednesday, and I'm still sitting here pissed off, man. Like, I should be talking to you right now about how we're going to go out and beat L.A. right now.
Mm.
And that is such a winnable game. I can't. Yeah,
what would that point spread have been? I'm thinking it might have been like 4.5,
I think 2.5 LA is what I would
say. Nah, it would have been more than that.
Not after we just went down and beat the Saints, though. I really don't think so. Now, again, Vegas.
Yeah, you might be right. You might be right. Let's compromise. 4.
Okay, I'll go with 4.
All right.
I can agree with that. But anyways, okay. I'm still so irked about that game. Like, I cannot settle on the fact that we went down there and put 14 points up in the first minute, it seemed like, and then got shut out for the rest of the game. I can't settle on that fact. And when did this fan base get so soft? Like, yes, I love Alshon Jeffrey. He's one of my favorite players on the team. And yes, he made some catches that got us there in the first place, but he has to catch that ball, Mike.
I agree with you, but here's the other thing. The quarterback had to play a better game.
Absolutely.
You're not hearing people say that. And that's because both of those guys won the fan base over, and it was because we won a Super Bowl. And it made people judge differently.
And I will give our fan base a pass this year because we did win a Super Bowl, and I totally understand that. But if it keeps up after this year and we get complacent like that, I'm not going to be happy. I'm really, really not. But, Mike, let me give you what I thought actually totally lost the game for us, other than that drop and how Foles played. I think Dougie P got flat out coached after those first 14 points. I didn't see that double tight end set a lot during the game.
Yeah, you're right.
Which is our best set. And our receivers had blankets on them when he switched up and started blitzing. And Dougie P made no adjustments and we didn't score any more points.
Yeah.
I think he flat out got out coached, Mike. I really think he did.
Well, I think you're right. I can't disagree with it. All right, man. You ready for a general knowledge question?
I guess. All right.
This is general knowledge category. Fill in the blank. An eye for an eye makes the whole world
blind.
Correct. Simple. Now, supposedly Gandhi said that, but he didn't really say it. And I don't really know where it came from. I think Gandhi reiterated it. I don't think he said it.
What was the exact quote?
He created it. An eye for an eye makes the whole world blind.
No, isn't that
biblical?
That's biblical.
It is biblical.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, you wait a couple seconds. We have to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get some calls in until we get to Sound Off. Coming your way right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
On The Fanatic.
Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where you're more than a customer, you're family. Visit familyautos.com.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
If they got Machado, I wasn't going to be upset about it. I would rather have Bryce Harper, though. But it seems like all signs are pointing to the Phillies getting Bryce Harper. And when that signing happens, I don't know where I'll be. I don't know what I'll be doing. I will be ecstatic. And I think after that signing happens, there'll be other names that come about, big names. You know why?
Stupid money.
Stupid money.
Stupid money.
Middays with Gargano and Mertedis.
The big storm that's coming up the East Coast, and here's where the sign comes to play. The winter storm is named Harper.
Winter what? Storm Harper.
Yes, Winter Storm Harper.
That's crazy.
If that's not a sign that Bryce is coming here, I don't know what is.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
I love the fans here. I love studying the dynamic of how they think. And, like, on the heels of this great benevolence for Alshon Jeffrey comes, like, the the horns and the pitchfork and the red suit out of the blue for a guy like Jared Bayless.
Listen all day, every day to 97.5 The Fanatic. The voice of the Philly sports fan.
5:30, and it's time for the final Twitter poll numbers brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons, from snowblowers to generators and small engines. Every part for every machine in stock when you need it. Moyer will keep you going this winter. Natalie.
Over 2,000 votes today. Mike is cheering Alshon Jeffrey, a sign of Philadelphia fans evolving. 59% say yes, we have matured. 41% say no, it's the Super Bowl.
All righty. Sounds good. We're giving away Who tickets today, right? So I was thinking in my head, I was a big Who fan. And my top three songs go without saying. Number one, Won't Get Fooled Again. You've heard that, Tyrone, right? Won't Get Fooled Again?
Yeah.
All right, the second one, Baba O'Reilly.
Mm. That's their biggest,
right?
Yeah.
And the third, An Upset. Now, a lot of people think the Who, these hard guitar riffs, but they had a sweet side to them. Behind Blue Eyes. Let me hear a little. This is a sweet guitar by Pete Townsend here.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man.
Classic ballad, rock ballad.
To be the sad man behind blue eyes.
Isn't that sweet? That's a good. Third best ever.
No one knows what it's like to be hated.
Let me just have to hear a little of that. Jerry and Hapro, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerry.
I was always partial to Eminence Front.
Yeah, this Front's a good song. Not a top five, though.
That's it. Alshon Jeffries, Bad Play. Bad Play. Should have caught it.
Of course.
I can't do anything about that. I'm not going to scream and yell at him, but I'm not going to tell him, hey, that's okay, because it's not. But I have enjoyed watching this guy, Cravon LeBlanc, play. Good tackler, that interception he made off of Drew. This is a guy he came off of out of nowhere, bagging groceries or something like that.
Yeah.
It has been enjoyable to watch. He's got stones for a little guy.
Yeah, he's not that little. Listen, here's the way I look at it. Like, I don't overreact to, like, temporary decent days. You know, it's the Furkan Korkmaz theory. You know? And Cravon LeBlanc, I think if you're convinced that he's a good player, he may break your heart because he's really a journeyman.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I said I enjoyed watching him do his thing.
Right,
he may never play again.
That's interesting. You might be the only guy that ever said, I enjoy watching Cravon LeBlanc play. That's nice of you.
He was fully extended on that first interception. It was a nice play.
It was. Yeah. All right, brother.
Hey, you got a question? I'll take one.
A general knowledge question?
Wait, you know what? I want a general knowledge question.
Right, let's give you a general knowledge question here. Let's go with, this is a Frank Sinatra, title in the lyrics. All right, I'm going to give you a lyric.
Fire away.
Luck, if you've been a lady to begin with. Blank.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Oh, did I give that one before?
Yeah.
Oh, I did
give
that before.
Give me another one.
I'll give you another one. All right. Hates California. It's cold and damp. What's the next line? The title of the song.
Lady is a tramp.
There it is. Hold on a second. That's my lady is a tramp.
We sang that on the show before, Mike.
Yes, we have.
If he was messing with those thoughts way back then.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
And Michelle in Lehigh Valley. Michelle, my Belle.
Welcome, Gary.
What's going on, Michelle?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm doing good.
You know, I'm still upset about losing on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I had us going all the way. But you know what? It's over. I'll live. But I'm sick and tired of hearing people go on and on about Foles over Wentz. It's not happening.
Michelle, let me ask you a question.
Wentz is our quarterback.
Were you communicating with Anthony I on FanCred? Was that you?
No.
Oh, it wasn't you. It was another Michelle who was communicating. I thought it might have been you.
No, it wasn't me.
All right.
Wentz is our quarterback. No questions. The only people that want to debate that are the Foles supporters. God bless them.
I'm with you, Michelle. Michelle, but you had to ask yourself the question. Had that run continued with number 9? There was a chance you were going to change your mind, right?
No.
No?
No.
If he would have gotten to the Super Bowl, if he would have won the Super Bowl. No.
No.
Okay.
He is our quarterback. Wentz is our quarterback. Foles is a backup. And he showed his true colors.
See, I guess that makes me weak. See, you're a lot stronger than I am because I was weak enough to consider it.
No. Wentz all the way.
Okay.
And we'll be back maybe not next year, year after.
All right.
Super Bowl.
Okay.
All right. You be good.
You too.
There's talk to you. Bye.
The great Michelle. Let's go, AJ in Jenkintown. AJ, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I agree with Michelle.
AJ, what's going on, AJ? All my ladies are calling up today.
All single ladies. I'm calling because I'm like her. I'm so annoyed with everyone acting like they have full separation anxiety. It's like, let it go. The kid has only played one good year, and as much as I loved him, as much as I was devastated with that loss, I also know that the ginger Jesus needs to ride again.
Look at
and
you.
And I'm waiting for him. I'm waiting for him to come back.
So all's well in your world.
Well, I was devastated, of course, because I liked the run that we had, but it had to end at some time. And I knew when you were starting to talk about God, I said, something's about to change. Because Mike was talking about finding the Lord and reading the Bible. I said, even though I want him to read the Bible and find the Lord, I'm like, this is not the time.
No, AJ, he took me right to the altar.
Well, it's okay. I hope you stay there. But Foles has got to go. Foles has got to move on because homie is not hurting. That is somebody who is totally opposite of Bradford in the sense that he's worth the money for not playing like a full couple of years.
Yeah.
But what people kill me getting amnesia with Wentz, like he didn't do anything. Go back and watch the Super Bowl DVD if you bought it. He was having a pretty hot freaking year. And yeah. Even his rookie year, he didn't do too bad for the season being 7-9. So all y'all who forgot about Wentz, that's really pathetic because he's a young 26-year-old kid and that boy is ready to pop. He's breaking out in hives, homie. He's ready to pop. So it's time for him to get his due and next year will be it. It'll be the beginning.
Well, I hope everybody you're right. The thing is they got so much transition that's coming their way. McManus said there wasn't going to be. He surprised me actually with the people that he thinks are going to bring back, but I still think there's going to be like 8 new faces.
Oh, there is. But every year, I mean, isn't this always been the Eagles' way, though? Every time we get comfortable, they always get rid of people because it's always a salary issue. They've always had issues with money in the front office. And when they finally had that 1 year, thank God they profited it with the Super Bowl. But we knew it. Everybody was on a 1 year deal. So you know what was going to happen. It was going to double the stress for Howie this year to get it right. And so I'm praying to God he can find the people that we can use in the same year that we draft them and not hold them, or hopefully they don't get injured too soon.
I think Howie's up for the talent. Do you notice Howie's got that hard man's beard going?
Yeah, he's
have you noticed that? He's got the stubble look going.
He's trying to look the ragamuffin. He's trying to act like he's like got jokes and stuff.
Oh, he's going full Southern football man.
He's trying to be like a nerdy Gandhi.
All right, AJ, close it out. You want a general knowledge question?
Why not?
All right, here we go. Who is the Greek god of the sea?
Oh my God. It's not Zeus, but it's somebody else. Damn it.
it's not Zeus.
It's not Zeus. Poseidon?
It's Poseidon's correct. Oh, nicely done, AJ. Closes out general knowledge with a W.
It's my girls.
Wow. Coming up in 5 minutes, we got sound off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Time for you to sound off. Sound off.
You got a beef with me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance
to tell Mikey Mitz what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. You got something to say, hit us up on the sound off line. Leave a message. We'll listen to it. If it's worthy, we'll play it on the show.
I can't believe that I actually wanted Andrew Wiggins over Joel Embiid 5 years ago. What in the world was I thinking? I look at this guy. He doesn't want to take over a game. He looks like a Kawhi Leonard imposter. He's not a bust, but he is turning into a disappointment.
Disappointment.
He's a big disappointment. You see how thin he is? He doesn't. Mm-hmm. Clearly, he's not working on his body either.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
Sixers, 83 points at the half. I hope they don't take a page out of the Eagles' book and go scoreless the rest of the game.
Oh, look at that. A shot at the Eagles and a shot at maybe number 9. Dave registered his displeasure on the sound off line.
You got to love the Sixers fan. Big ovation of Brocco and Dario. Sixers go up by 40. Herb Bayless gets in the game. What do? Boo him mercilessly because he deserves that, because all he did was steal money from us, and the fans know it.
Yeah, fans are smart enough to figure that out. He did steal. He wasn't worth anything here for 9 mil. He was supposed to be a veteran presence, locker room dude. He didn't do anything.
Nah, they said he was a good locker room dude.
Yeah?
He showed up early. He was like the first guy to arrive.
Apparently a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, last to leave. He was a good, influence. He just didn't help him on the court, but apparently he was a good guy.
Yeah.
We have a thing in Philadelphia where if we believe you're playing hard and you're leaving it on the floor, that you get a pass. Doesn't matter about talent. Doesn't matter about skill. If you play hard and you show emotion, you get a pass. Plain and simple. By laying on the ground and beating the ground with his fist, that gave Alshon a pass.
Right. He played it right. You know, standing with his face in the dirt and then going over his sidelines and putting his hands over his face like he was going to cry. Yeah, it goes a long way.
The Sixers put on the exhibition last night. I mean, they blew Minnesota Timberwolves right out of the building. I mean, this team is really good. But the thing is, their defensive perimeter player that they're seeking, they don't have yet. I really believe if they can strengthen that bench, that this team can compete for a championship in 2 or 3 seasons.
Yeah, saying they're really good is going too far, because they haven't proven to be good enough to beat the teams that are ahead of them in the East. So don't get fooled, because they rung up a lot of points against the team that kind of laid down for them last night. They're really good when they are competitive against these top teams, when they can defend these top teams. Well, so we'll see about that.
Yeah, Manny Machado hits nearly 300 and gets 100 RBIs every season because he never hustles. But somehow, magically, he has a high batting average. That complaining about Manny Machado not hustling are stupid.
Listen, man, you know my spin on this whole thing, right? Those kind of things are meaningless to me. People focus on that nonsense instead of the production of a particular player and how he would shape the rest of the lineup.
Yeah, I don't know why everyone's acting like they didn't see Nick Foles catch a serious case of the yips again. On Sunday, he turned back into a pumpkin. You know, it's over. It's over for Nick Foles. I love him. God bless him. He won the Super Bowl, and no one has ever done that. But sorry, Nick. Time to go. Bye.
Wow. Heartless. Oh, poor Nicky. Telling me, I think we had a bad ceremony for him.
What happens? Nick Foles winds up at the Giants and has a successful year. Does Carson ever live that up or down?
He's not going to go to the Giants. He's going to go to the Giants, Nick Foles.
Well, I guess they pay him the most money. He's got a running back.
Replace Eli Manning with a 30-year-old Nick Foles. Is that going to sell in New York?
Yeah.
They have to develop a young guy. They have to have a young guy.
Well, why couldn't they do the two-pronged approach that you said? You have Foles, you draft a quarterback.
You have Kyler Murray.
Well, I don't know about him. Mm-hmm. You draft Ohio State quarterback.
Yeah, Nick Foles going someplace, like even within a division, does that scare me at all? In fact, I think people have the wrong view of that. It's less of a threat because you know the guy's weaknesses.
Okay, maybe I spoke too soon yesterday. I guess I wouldn't undo the trade. But the fact still is that we went from having five legit starters to four. Elton Brand's got to make something happen here, and the Butler move will work fine. Great job last night, boys.
Wilson Chandler had a big game for you last night. Wasn't enough to impress you? Jonah Bolden's his backup. Oh, man. They're solid at that position.
I'm listening to Sal Powell dissect the team, and then he says the one piece that he should have never let go was LeGarrette Blount, and damn it if he wasn't right, because I watched that whole Saints game, and I kept saying to myself, this is a game where we need a bell cow. We need LeGarrette Blount. A running back like that could have changed the momentum.
Yeah, I don't agree with the notion that we needed LeGarrette Blount because there was no guarantee that you were going to see the LeGarrette Blount that you saw the year before because he was a year older, so I was okay with it.
All right, all this talk about Wentz wagging back to Wentz. The dude's been hurt the last three seasons he's played. Wake up. Everybody's got McChoke-itis. He's not the dream person that's going to save us. Nick Foles saved us. He won the freaking Super Bowl.
Come on, man. It's a small sample size, and you know it. You got to include that. Like, if you like Foles, that's fine, but you got to put, like, a governor on it and go, okay, well, we really haven't seen him in a full season either, right? When's Nick Foles been hard enough to play a full season?
So, Mike, we're all going to love Nick Foles. He won us a Super Bowl. Let's not get it twisted. But he's just a good quarterback. He's nothing special. He's not great. You already said it yourself. If they lost, you were out. Mike, he turned that game around with that terrible pick. He underthrew a guy, and then after that, if you pay attention after that, he was terrible for the rest of that game.
He wasn't good. He needed to be better. That's why I jumped off. And that's the end of that team. Close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of Soundar. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking for?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
See you later.
Well, congratulations to Jerry Spearing. Jerry Spearing won the general knowledge tickets.
Oh.
Right? He was just on my screen. Was it Jerry Spearing?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was Jerry Spearing. Where was Jerry Spearing from? It just disappeared from my screen.
Yeah, I don't know why it disappeared.
Congratulations to Jerry Spearing. Oh. The Ron Jaworski show is next from Ramblewood. And then the Flyers and the Bruins right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I got a couple bets. Oh, he's from Hatboro, Jerry Spearing. Congratulations, Jerry. I got a couple bets I'm going to leave the people with tonight.
Hit them.
I kind of like the Flyers.
Oh, you do? What?
First of all, I kind of like the Flyers. The Flyers, Boston is only -144 tonight.
That's all. That's thin.
The big bad Bruins.
That's thin.
I think the Flyers win the game. Ed, you ready for the college basketball play tonight?
Yeah.
Iowa is ranked 23rd in the nation. They're like 13-3. Guess where they are tonight?
Let me guess.
Nittanyville! And Penn State's a 2-point favorite in the game, Tyrone.
Oh, you know what that means.
That means the Nittany's win the game. Outright. Make some money tonight, folks. Have a great rest of the night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.